Those behind a long-delayed rail project in New York and New Jersey are hoping Amtrak Joe will come to the rescue. The $30 billion gateway project, which includes replacing a 100-year-old train tunnel underneath the Hudson River, could see new life under the Biden administration. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now to talk all about this. And Seth, this tunnel carries about 450 trains per day and was badly damaged during the Superstorm Sandy in 2012. President Trump refused to release federal funding for that project. What's been holding it up?
Well, politics, partly. As you mentioned, President Trump, these are two states connected by this tunnel that have Democratic governors, Democratic U.S. senators. Some of the bad blood seem to go back to their lack of support for President Trump's now former President Trump, of course, border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And the Federal Transit Administration under President Trump has considerable power, and they sort of downgraded the priority of that project. And as you said, it was not funded the way many people had expected, given the importance of the tunnel.
Yeah, I mean, late last year, Amtrak warned of dire consequences if this tunnel was not rebuilt in the next few years. What are the dangers of not rebuilding, and why are supporters of the project confident that Biden will be able to be the person to make it happen?
Well, the ongoing problem is just the bottleneck there. You mentioned 450 trains, but as much as that sounds, that's not enough relative to all the demand. You basically have all of these lines converging there. And then beyond that, there are those safety issues where if you suddenly have an emergency, you'd have to reduce that even more beyond the constraints that are already there right now. Biden is a supporter of Amtrak, and again, that Federal Transit Administration, because it falls under him now, would have some scope to be able to release the funding that has been held up.
What is the economic case for moving forward with this project now in the middle of the pandemic? I understand definitely the congestion along that busy Northeast corridor.
Well, part of the case is actually that it's less disruptive during a pandemic. Airports, for example, you might think, well, this is the last time you would want to expand an airport. But there are airports that have actually accelerated some projects precisely because you're just not disrupting as much as you normally would. So right now, Amtrak has reduced some service. Other lines, commuter lines that run through that tunnel have reduced some service. And so it's actually less disruptive to do it now than it is at another moment in time.
I have just a minute with you, but there's this other project, the magnetic levitation train, also known as the maglev train between DC and Baltimore. It reached an important milestone this month. This would be the first high-speed train of its kind in the U.S. What's the latest on those plans?
Right. So it's going through what's called a comment period right now. That might not sound terribly exciting, but it actually is the next step toward perhaps this very fast train. We're talking connecting Baltimore and Washington in something like 15 minutes. Could eventually be rolling. I mean, late this decade, if anything. This is a long-term project. But if that works, well, then you could be perhaps looking at connecting other more distant cities also much more quickly than is currently the case.
Now entering the comment phase, that's just another phase towards finally making it happen. Thank you so much, Seth.
You got it, Tanya. Stay safe.